On the night of April 9, 1939, the Hippodrome Theater, then as now, in its second life on Utah Street between Fayette and Baltimore, was packing them into standing-room-only crowds. The line for tickets wound its way 3 and 4 wide all the way up the alley, past the stage door, to Packer Street. The crowds were there to see the Hippodrome's 4-day stage shows, bringing to Baltimore the big bands. Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Louis Prima, and the personalities like Bob Hope, Jackie Gleason, Martin and Lewis, and even stars of lesser magnitude like Susan Peters and Arlene Whelan, and a petite brunette who sang and danced a little name of Jane Wyman, who had in tow a good-looking, suave, all-American type who didn't do much but hang around her side. The two were part of a traveling show called Stars in Review, and this show was a debut show, Baltimore being then a popular tryout town. If the show did well in Baltimore, the tradition held, it was promising enough to go on the road. Julius Bielek, who played saxophone in Felice Eula's house orchestra, recalled, quote, "Luella Parsons, a Hollywood gossip columnist, put the review together. Luella would bring each of the stars to stage front and introduce them. She'd banter back and forth, making small talk, coaxing them to say something interesting, which, given this not-yet-ready-for-prime-time gang trying out, was sometimes hard to do. Miss Parsons introduced Jane Wyman, then her partner, whose name, she said, was Ronald Reagan. Miss Parsons got the two of them to sing a little together. Though Miss Wyman did the singing, Mr. Reagan sort of stood there, long on looks. The week I saw him play the Hippodrome," Julius Bielek continued, "Ronald Reagan's banter, supposed to be playful, was not. His singing was off. His performance was stiff. I think after his playing Baltimore, Miss Parsons dropped him from her show. I didn't blame her," end quote. History shows that Ronald Reagan may have been a superstar in star-studded Washington, but in tryout Baltimore, he bombed.